And now back to Boston Blackie. In an effort to keep Charlie Kingston from delivering a diamond he lost in a crooked card game, Blackie mailed the diamond to himself in care of general delivery. But when he went to the post office the next morning, the letter had already been picked up. Meanwhile, the original owner of the diamond has demanded that he be allowed to buy the diamond back, as Kingston promised. And the switchboard operator in Blackie's apartment building has been murdered. Our story continues in the office of Elizabeth Gaines, professional gambler to whom Kingston lost the diamond.
You're Elizabeth Gaines?
Yes.
I'd like to talk to you.
Well, go ahead and talk. Who are you?
Rogers is my name. Robert Rogers.
All right, Mr. Rogers. What's your business?
The Westfield Diamond. I want to make a deal with you.
You don't look like the type who makes deals.
My money's the right type. You have the diamond, I have the money. We'll swap.
Well, in the first place, I wouldn't sell the diamond if you offered me all the money in the National Bank. In the second place, I don't have the diamond.
I don't like women who lie to me.
I don't have the diamond.
My friends tell me you do.
Your friends don't know what they're talking about.
You won the diamond from Charles Kingston, didn't you?
Yes. And what's more, I sent two of my men with Kingston to collect the stone from Boston Blackie.
Then you ought to have it.
I don't, though. One of my men, Harry, brought Kingston back. The other one, Bill, stayed in Blackie's apartment to search for the diamonds. I haven't seen Bill since.
You know where Bill lives. Maybe we can go up to his place and ask him if he has the diamonds.
Yes, I know where he is. And if he has got it and hasn't reported to me, here's one bill I'm going to pay personally.
You sure this is his room, Miss Gaines?
I keep track of my men, Rogers. They've lived here for 2 years.
Maybe he's asleep.
Or skipped with a diamond. Let's try the door.
Well, there's Bill. Just as dead as he was when I saw him a couple of hours ago.
You knew he was dead when you brought me up here.
That's right. I followed him all over town today. Lost him for a while, then found him like this.
Look, what are you trying to do?
At present, trying to get my hands on the Westfield Diamond.
And?
So maybe we'd better work together from now on, Miss Gaines. We both want the same thing, don't we?
Sure. But if I get my hands on that diamond, that doesn't mean I'll sell it to you.
But I think you will, Miss Gaines. I think you will. Now, where's that diamond? Not here. Blackie's hidden it in his apartment somewhere. Uh-oh, somebody's coming.
You behind the curtain. Looking for something?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can help you. I live here.
You're Boston Blackie, hmm?
Don't move. I have a gun on you.
So I see.
Who are you?
Name's Rogers. Robert Rogers.
What are you looking for?
The Westfield Diamond.
Oh, one of Elizabeth Gaines' little boys, huh? Don't move, Rogers.
Don't worry.
Look, maybe we'd better sit down and talk this over. You sit on the sofa there. I'll sit here on the desk.
Okay. Now what?
Now let's get to... Hey. What's this on my desk?
Brand new blotter. Used once. Apparently, to blot a letter addressed to John Q. Jones, care of General Delivery. You know, I have a theory about that blotter.
You have more than a theory, Rogers. You know exactly what it means. You knew what it meant when you were here last night to ransack my apartment.
You know all about me, don't you?
I know that you're working for Elizabeth Gaines. Last night you came up here to get the Westfield Diamond. I wasn't here, but you found this blotter on my desk and guessed that I had mailed the diamond to myself.
So far, not bad.
But to make sure your theory was right, you slipped out the back way, walked around the front, into the lobby, and asked the switchboard operator where I was.
And she said you'd gone to mail a letter.
Which is all you needed to know. You killed the girl, and then this morning you beat me to the post office.
That's great. Except I don't have the diamond. You told me how it was stolen from me, and I think you're absolutely right. But I'm not the one who did it. If I were, I wouldn't be here looking for it now. Logical?
Much, too. Listen, I think... Someone at the door. Just sit still. Come in.
Boston Blackie here?
Yes, I'm Boston Blackie.
I'm John Westfield. Rogers.
Hello, Mr. Westfield.
You know this man, Mr. Westfield?
Yes. He's a private detective. I hired him to find my diamond for me.
Mr. Westfield is the original owner, Blackie. He sold it to your friend Kingston with an option to buy it back at a profit within 6 months.
Kingston says he doesn't know where it is. You have it, don't you, Blackie?
No, Westfield, I don't.
You're telling the truth, Mr. Westfield.
Well, I'm willing to pay $200,000 to get my diamonds back.
That's a lot of money, but I guess the Westfield is a lot of diamonds. And I think I know who has it now for a lot of reasons. Look, Miss Gaines, forget the Westfield diamond and settle Charlie Kingston's debt for cash, will you?
I want the diamond, Blackie. That's all I want.
$125,000 in cash. Will you settle for that?
I'll settle for the Westfield diamond. And nothing else.
Do you think you'll ever get it?
I'm sure of it. You have it, Blackie. One of my men made a deal with you over the phone the night Kingston lost the diamond. My switchboard operator listened in and told me all about it.
I don't make deals like that, Miss Gaines.
You make them, but you don't live up to them. You killed Bill later on.
You did?
You ought to know you killed him, and you have the diamond.
Wrong in all three counts. But say, you could have killed him.
I don't like to be talked to like that.
No, we'll start getting used to it. Your kind makes me sick. You'd steal, cheat, murder,
shut up,
anything...
Shut up, Blackie! Or I'll have you shut up.
I saw you push that button. You don't have to...
Now, Miss Gaines?
Blackie was beginning to use a little unpleasant language, Martin. Stick around.
Sure, Miss Gaines.
So this is Martin. You have a lot of little boys running around, don't you, beautiful? Where's Harry?
He's busy. And just so you don't get reckless, Blackie, take a look at this.
Oh, a knife man. Haven't seen one of you guys in years.
We do all right. It's quick and it's quiet.
Now, Blackie, about the diamond...
Let's not start that again. Will you settle Charlie's debt for cash?
How much?
$125,000.
Make it $130,000 and it's a deal.
All right. The deal in. Here's your money.
Okay. But this doesn't mean I won't try to get the diamond, no matter where it is.
I'm going to try to get my hands on it, too, beautiful. I could use it.
What for?
Well, a fellow named John Westfield owned the diamond originally.
So what?
So he's offering to buy it back for $200,000. If I could sell it to him, I could give Charlie back the money he's paying you and make a few bucks for myself.
So you're going to give me a run for the diamond, are you?
Whoever gets it first sells it to Westfield. I understand he's at the Victor Hotel. He'll buy it from anyone. And no questions asked. Hello?
John Westfield?
Yes, this is John Westfield.
Where you been? I've been calling you for the last half hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was out. Who is this?
Never mind who this is. I understand you want your diamond back.
I certainly do. You have it?
No, but somebody who does is on their way up to see you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Who is this?
Never mind. Just get up that $200,000 for that diamond and don't ask questions.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Westfield. So you're calling yourself John Westfield, I'm blanking. That's the idea.
A brilliant idea, Faraday.
Well, I've got an idea. You're going to jail.
What for?
Murder. I found Bill Smith's body in his room a while ago. And Elizabeth Gaines said he made a deal with you to steal a Westfield diamond.
Faraday, you were smart enough to follow me here, and I was smart enough to let you. Now, don't be your usual stupid self and spoil everything.
Come on, come on. We're wasting time.
Look, give me 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll show you who has the Westfield diamond and the killer you're looking for.
Both of them?
It's only one.
Oh, come on, Blackie. We've got that.
Faraday, please. Hide the next room, will you? Quick.
All right, Blackie. I've got a gun on you. Don't forget it.
Come in.
I'm looking for Mr. John Westfield.
He isn't here, Miss Gaines.
Blackie, you.
I think you'd better come in.
Oh. Let go of me. Let go of me.
You might as well stop struggling, Miss Gaines. I know you have the diamond.
Let go of me.
All right.
You're a cheap liar, Blackie.
I'll take that purse if you don't mind.
You think I'm fool enough to have the diamond with me?
Oh, maybe it's not in your purse, but I can dump everything out of it just to make sure. Found. One Westfield diamond.
Give me my purse, Blackie.
You aren't leaving, are you?
Why not? A little while ago, you gave me $130,000. You've got the diamond now. We're even.
Not quite. How about the murder of that man Bill who worked for you and the killing of the switchboard operator in my apartment building?
Martin Afton killed that girl and on his own. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, the knife man, huh? Why did he kill him?
I sent him to your apartment to look for the diamond. He saw that blotter on your desk and thought you'd mailed the diamond. So he checked with the operator and she told him you had mailed the letter. The fool was afraid she'd remember him, so he killed her. Incidentally, Blackie, he got the diamond for me from the post office this morning.
Thanks, Miss Gaines.
Faraday, have you heard enough?
Not quite, Blackie.
The police?
The police, Miss Gaines. But I also want to know who killed your man, Bill Smith.
I don't know.
I do, Faraday. Martin Acton. On this lovely lady's orders.
You're awfully smart, Blackie.
This time, maybe. You're a good gambler, Miss Gaines. And you know, sometimes you gotta lose. This just happens to be one of those sometimes.